Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Yes. Man, it's cold outside.
It is blustery.
Blustery. But
a few weeks ago, it was brisk.
Yeah.
Brisk is breezy, cool, but the sun's out.
Mm-hmm. Is that when you order brisket?
Hey, that's a good thing.
Well, I know.
Yeah. But today is blustery. Are you going to order a bluster?
Maybe.
Okay. But anyway.
Where's that blizzard coming from?
Go to Dairy Queen and get a blizzard.
But all right, folks, we're not going to mess around here. We got some important stuff to talk about.
Sure we are.
So what we're going to do, I'm gonna give a brief little history on Stu and I. I met Stu. Here's Stu right here. I met Stu many years ago. I was helping Mr. Edens during bottling season at Perdido Vineyards.
Love Perdido. Got a bottle on my counter right now.
Still?
Had
okay.
Some of that Perdido Sweet Red.
There you go.
That's
there
a
you
good
go.
One.
But anyway, Mr. Edens stepped away for a while. He's an engineer. He had to go do a ground perking. And all of a sudden, this guy shows up. Never met the guy before in my life. And he wants to write an article on the vineyard.
Really?
So I accommodated, and we walked around the vineyard and throughout the facilities and all that, showed him around. And it's none other than Stu Rev Donald sitting right here.
Hey, that's me.
Well, time has flown and things have come and gone, and I kept running into Stu at championships, cook-offs and stuff like that. The only time he ever got under my skin, but he wasn't the only one that day, is when he disqualified my gumbo, my lima bean gumbo, because I didn't have okra in it.
I wasn't judging that year.
Well, so anyway,
that was the second year you did lima bean gumbo.
Anyway,
out with Alton Brown.
There you go.
But did you have gravy in it?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, time's gone by again, and all of a sudden, this little time slot popped up here.
And on the radio station?
On this radio station right here. And so I called Stu up, and I said, hey, man, you want to do a radio show together?
He was
a chef, and I'm the beverage guy. Yeah. And so here we are, this many years later, almost 6 years later. We're in our 6th year.
Yep. About to put it to rest in a few months. Go for year 7.
There you go. But the show has always been about supporting local, being local, buy local. Get out there and support the local scene, support local music, support local restaurants.
Because we're local.
Da-da-da-da-da, because we're local.
Loco.
So, loco.
Yeah. Loco.
Yeah, loco.
Loco for local.
So, you know, and we've had some exciting times and exciting things to do. And
we've had a few big names on here. John Besh.
Yeah.
Simon Majumdar.
Uh-huh.
Bo Jackson.
Yeah. Patty Cakes.
Yeah.
Love me
that's,
some
that's Mike's. That's
love her.
That's Charlie's favorite guest.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I saw her, she showed up with pastry.
Yeah. Hey, just wait till February 10th. She's coming
back
on.
Yeah, wait till February. Ooh. But anyway, all those things, and even locally being nominated for the Nappy Awards, those are big, exciting things. But I'm going to turn the mic over to Stu right now because he's got a very important announcement. And I guess just being nice guys kind of pays off.
Huh? Yeah, well, we should try it.
Stu, take the mic.
For the last 10 years, well, actually only for the last 8 of it, but it's been around long 10 years now. It's called the Taste Awards. They originally started out being called the Tasties, and that's what the award you win is called. It is the Emmys of food, travel, fashion, and lifestyle television. But they don't just stop at television. They do all media platforms, broadcast media platforms. They don't do print. But if you're on TV, if you do a movie, the movie Chef, Julie and Julia, you know, those movies were all honored. If you do a podcast, if you do a YouTube cooking show, I've got a lot of very good friends who make their living just doing a cooking demo on YouTube twice a week.
Wow.
And they, I met a lot of them when I was a judge at the 2011 Taste Awards. And the judges come from all over the country, and they're given a list of all of the candidates in each category, and there are hundreds of candidates in each category, and you go through and listen to them, watch their shows, and you evaluate them. It's a long evaluation process. Started October 1st was the final submission for deadlines, and it wasn't until the end of December that they had gotten all the judges together to listen and watch everything and judge them. And it turns out this year we're one of six radio shows being honored nationally up for the Taste Award.
Nationally, and I know it says nationally, but isn't this actually continental?
Does this include
Canada?
Yeah. Yes, it
Canadian
does. In
market.
Fact, the year that I went, Zane Lamprey from the TV show Three Sheets was the MC, the Master of Ceremonies, and he's Canadian. Okay if the Canadians come hang out with us.
So do we say, move over, Canucks, we're coming through?
Yeah, well, the awards are handed out each year in California. The venue changes from year to year. It's been in San Francisco, which I would love to go to San Francisco.
Been there.
Beverly Hills. The year I went, we were at the Egyptian Theater, which is this beautiful theater on Hollywood Boulevard in the heart of Hollywood. And it was just an absolutely fantastic experience. I'm not a party person. Mike is the resident party guy here.
Yeah.
I've always been a wallflower and didn't enjoy them. I have been to two parties in my life that I actually enjoyed. One was a Halloween party in Nashville with a bunch of restaurant people. The other one was the after party to the Taste Awards, where I'm just sitting here hanging out, having a drink with Emmy Award winning Nathan Lyon, creating a greener world. He was the guy that lost to Guy Fieri on Food Network star, and he has also won very many Emmys. Mindy Kaling from The Office and The Mindy Project hung out with her. Bobby Bogner, who hosted Food Tech on the History Channel, he and I remain friends to this day. I just met so many huge people in the entertainment side of the food industry at that one night in Hollywood, and it has really helped me establish the contacts that have allowed Mike and I to bring the Simon Majundars of the world on our show and the Bo Jacksons. And it has just been a great experience. And to me, being up for a Taste Award is probably the biggest thing career-wise that has ever happened to me. It is on par with the World Food Championships from the cooking side. I mean, this is as big as it gets in our industry, in what Mike and I do here. And I think we have finally settled the debate once and for all whether it is a food and wine show or a wine and food show, because we are not up for a drink award. We are up for a taste award.
We just have to drink the drinks.
Yeah. Drink the drink, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, this party, that after party, it is all the premium things in the world. I had chocolate bars that they were just handing to us by the fistful that were worth $15 a piece.
Wow.
Trying vodkas that were just hitting the market and were going for $60 a bottle. Here, take a couple bottles with you. I can't get them on the plane, or I would. I mean, there are so many movers and shakers at that after party that people are lining up to give their premium products away because they know everyone that's trying it has a blog, has a radio show, has a TV show. And, man, that is the coolest party ever. It is so cool. That's the one where they were all talking about Michael Pollan's book, The Omnivore's Dilemma, where Michael Pollan, the food writer, says, if you can't kill the animal, you might want to rethink whether or not you should be eating the animal. And the debate was, I don't think I could kill one. Could you? Could you? I couldn't. Could you? And they looked at me and said, could you? And I said, yeah, I do it all the time. It's called fishing.
True.
And everyone was aghast. You've actually killed an animal and eaten it? Yeah. And then my friend who does the Average Betty series, Sarah O'Donnell, says, he's from Alabama. And they all went, oh.
Explains a lot.
But the whole, just the thought of going out, catching a fish, cleaning it, and cooking it was so foreign to some of these people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That they thought I was from a different planet.
Well, we kind of are.
Alabama is, and I kept referring to Los Angeles as the other LA. But we're against a break, and Mike's got a guest coming up.
Yeah, we got a guest coming up. I've got all the preps going on right here.
Ooh, Taste Awards.
Taste Awards.
We'll be back, folks. 343-0106.
In the wine.
Make me happy.
Make me happy.
Make me feel fine.
Make me feel fine.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Mike and Stu, I hear they're up for a Taste Award.
That's big deal.
It is a huge deal, man.
Hey, Stu, when is that going to happen?
March. They have not announced a specific date, which is the only reason Mike and I probably haven't been combing over the Airbnbs in the Los Angeles area.
I'm sitting here holding a slice of lime. Why?
Put it, hang it on the edge of your drink.
Oh, okay.
There.
You've been to Mexico enough to know that lime goes on the edge of your drink.
Yeah, but there's no flies in here. Well, not many flies.
It doesn't go in your coconut.
Most of them are buzzing around me. So I am an artist. I draw flies.
Hi, guys. Okay. I've got a guest on the line, and this gentleman, I met him, I think, a couple years ago at the Brick Pit. And we swapped sauces. He gave me a bottle of his Bloody Mary mix, and I gave him a bottle of my Bailey's Root Beer barbecue sauce.
And this is Dave's Hair of the Dog Bloody Mary mix.
Oh, well, that's the next morning, isn't it?
So this, in my old life, I needed this all the time.
Yeah.
I needed some Hair of the Dog all the time. Now maybe not so often, but still.
Maybe not.
But let's bring up David. David, how you doing this morning?
Doing fine. How about yourself?
Good. Now, how do you pronounce your last name?
Neville,
I thought so. This
Wait
is,
a minute. There was a recording artist named David Neville.
That's with a V. This is with a B.
He was a detective
Neville.
On TV. Anyway.
You're thinking of Aaron Neville with the Neville brothers.
There you are.
No, I was thinking of the guy that did Witch Doctor.
Okay.
Okay.
He called it many a time.
Okay. All right. So let me ask you, man. How long have you had this incredible product you got here?
April will be 7 years. Will be on the market.
Wow, that's great, man!
And so, May 7 years will be on the air. So this was a match made in the calendar. Apparently.
It was
in the brewery.
But hey, what gave you the idea?
We were just making it for years and just keeping it in the refrigerator. And a friend come up to work on a vehicle, and I walked out the house with one in my hand. And he asked me what I had. I told him a Bloody Mary, and he started ordering it. Well, he asked me if I could make him one. I said, when you get through working on my vehicle, you can have all you want.
First things first.
He started ordering it, and I took it to work to bring to him, and some of the guys at work asked me, man, what do you keep bringing in here? And I said, it's a Bloody Mary mix. Well, they started ordering it.
Wow.
And after about 4 or 5 months, my wife put her foot down and said, not in my kitchen anymore. You got to do something. And then she really freaked out when I went to the bank and got the money, and here it is.
Well, you know what?
It is really good.
She learned a lot about speaking it into existence, didn't she?
Yes.
Now, this bottle I have on there, I don't know if you can see, if you're on Facebook watching this, but
he's on the phone.
Can't see it on the radio.
This is the bottle that you gave me a couple years ago. And I've only drank a little bit of it, but I got your bottle you sent us a couple of weeks ago. This stuff's got kick to it.
You've had this bottle for how long?
Maybe 2 years.
Open?
Well, it took me a while to finally open it.
Oh, okay.
I needed a little Hair of the Dog one morning. So. And it was perfect. I love the name. I mean, you know, why hadn't somebody else already thought about this name a long time ago? But it's a great name, great packaging. I love it. And I love that he's got his paw on his forehead.
So. Yeah, there's a dog on the label who's got a ice pack on his head, his head to his forehead, his paw to his forehead.
Yeah.
And a tattoo that says Heart Mom.
That's great, man. So who helped you design the label?
My wife and a good friend in Texas named Ernest. He really did the drawing and really helped us out a lot, and it came out a lot better than what I was picturing.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I know when I'd get my barbecue sauce label, I just dealt with the lady over the phone, never met her or anything, and I told her what I was looking for, and she nailed it. I mean, mine's like an old patented medicine bottle.
Yeah.
Like a snake oil salesman would sell out of the back of a wagon. Running the law, one step ahead of the law, you know, selling elixirs and stuff. But
you fought the law and the law won.
So, but Well, here's the other important question. Where can people buy it at?
We're from Mobile all the way over to Covington, Louisiana, down in New Orleans. Right now, just in Mobile, it's Food Pack International on Old Shell Road.
Love that store.
I love RZA.
Yeah, we do, too.
And he's great about supporting local as well.
He is. That's a wonderful family.
That's how we got in there. We were doing the Schillinger's Flea Market, and somebody recommended us go down there. And when he found out we were just one state over from Mississippi, he said, bring it in.
Yeah. Oh, you're from Van Cleve, right?
Yes. Well, I'm from Biloxi, but I live in Van Cleve. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I think that happened a lot after Katrina.
How long have you been in that area?
Don't talk with your mouth full.
David?
We've been up here since 1999, New
okay.
Year's Eve.
I have a story about Van Cleve, Mississippi from 1988.
Okay.
I believe it was 88.
Mm-hmm.
That was when Randy Travis won the Country Music Association Song of the Year for Forever and Ever, Amen, which I contend is a terrible song. But
I love Randy's voice.
But everybody loves this song. It was written by Paul Overstreet, a songwriter from Van Cleve, Mississippi.
Okay.
So it just so happened Randy Travis won the award, and the next week he was scheduled to play Biloxi. So Van Cleve said, let's get Paul and Randy together and have a parade through Van Cleve, if you can imagine that. A parade through Van Cleve to honor it.
How long did it last?
About 20 minutes.
Okay.
But they didn't shut down the road for the parade,
uh-oh,
David.
Oh, no.
The bands and the floats were in one lane, and the traffic just passed us in the other one when it was clear. We performed in front of more cattle than we did human beings. But when we got back on the bus, there was this giant box full of 6-inch subs from Subway, and they said, have all you want. And in the 45-minute drive from Van Cleve to Perkinston, I ate about 12.
Hey, that's when you learn to play Dodge cars.
You know, one thing I've noticed about Van Cleve, I used to be in pharmaceutical sales. I used to sell drugs over there in Van Cleve.
It's
one
a
of
good
my
place
favorite
for
little
it,
places.
Man.
Hey, watch that.
Things have changed so much in the last 15, 18 years since I sold pharmaceuticals. But I see a lot of Longhorns over there now. I know there's a lot
or
of
Texas fans.
Like Texas Longhorns, the cattle.
That's cool.
There's a lot of horse farms there. Yeah. Beautiful horse state.
It was always
arenas.
A nice area.
I mean,
it always was.
Yeah, it was. And
it was
so,
just a funny parade.
So from Hurley to Van Cleve, you can drive down the road and there's big old Longhorns there. And you go, good God, where did that come from? But am I not correct?
We've still got horses and cattle out here, but not as much as it probably used to be.
I bet. I mean, Van Cleve's people finding out about Van Cleve.
Urban sprawl.
But it just blew me away. I'm driving down the road, and there's cattle.
Yeah.
I mean, there's Longhorns.
Well, and we set up this whole background of Van Cleve so that you can understand where a guy like David would be looking for a Bloody Mary. You know, you're in that scenario. You got cattle and marching bands at the same time. You need a Bloody Mary, right, David?
That's right.
Because it's a celebration area. Well, do you have any future products in mind? You know, like a super spicy version of this? We're drinking the spicy right now, right, Mike?
Yeah, that's the spicy.
It is.
Yeah, it's
good.
I think it's perfect.
Awesome.
It's great. I love it.
But I know that there are some people that would like even spicier. Mm. Have you thought of doing something with a habanero or I hate to say ghost chilies because they taste terrible, but the Reaper chili out of the Carolinas would probably make a fantastic Bloody Mary mix.
Yeah. We've been thinking about it, but right now just to come up with the recipe, it was really a task to come up with this recipe because we made it cold at first, and we made it for years and just kept it in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I made my phone call about to get it tested and everything, I went to my bottler, and he goes, oh, yeah, we'll get you on the market for, you know, this certain amount, and it was about 3 times more than that. And I found out that I had to cook it to 170 degrees to pasteurize the bottle and everything you put into it. Yeah, since you air contaminants.
Right.
So it's really a task. People say, oh, why don't you just come up with this or write a recipe? It's a little more into it than just adding a little pepper to it.
Exactly. I mean, I've done there, been there, done that, and still do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, well, this is incredible. I mean, is Food Pack the only place in Mobile it can be bought out? Right now?
Yes, sir. And then we're down in Dauphin Island at Ship and Shore.
Well, everything's at Ship and Shore.
It is.
Yeah.
Hey, David, what
people will have nothing.
We've got listeners in Mississippi too, but what about over there?
Family Frozen Foods in Moss Point.
Oh yeah.
Big Dog's Liquor in Goshen.
Love the name.
Fort Bayou Wine and Liquor in Ocean Springs. Ginkgo's on Washington. I guess that'd be considered St. Martin, Ocean Springs. Biloxi, we're at a bottle shop just off I-10, head north. Drinks, Vintage and over there in the Promenade and Sangani Boulevard in Dyerville. Mm.
Boy, if you could get this into Bozo's, that would give me two reasons to go to Bozo's.
Yeah, I was going to say Bozo's.
We were supposed to go talk to them. They were in the process of building that new store.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And I think they've only been open maybe a month and a half now.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to get back over there and
crawfish.
I work a full-time job in Ocean Spring, so. But it's kind of tough to get over there, but we will get back over there.
And I love Ocean Springs, Bob. I just want to say that is one of my favorite communities on the Gulf Coast.
And David, thank you for spicing up our show this morning.
Well, Bay St. Louis is a great little. I love Bay St. Louis.
Mike is sitting there with two drinks.
Well, one of them's Phillips.
Oh, Phil, you got a drink in here.
He's drinking Phil's drink.
But if he doesn't come get it, I'm going to get it. But what about the Pensacola market? Have you been over there?
We were going to do the Palafox, I believe it was called, that big. Sidewalk like flea market it is.
Yeah.
And we paid our money and we never heard from them. We'd love to get over in that market. There's a bunch of people, you know, we do the flea markets and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
They're from all with people from all over. So we need to get down in that area. They really like our stuff. But just trying to get into markets, it's tougher than I thought.
As a Pensacola native, there's a lot of folks over there that could use Hair of the Dog.
I'm going to tell you something else. I'm going to send you a list of people I know that would probably put this product in the Mobile market for you.
I sure do. Thank you.
And, David, we've got one last question. We're up against the commercial. We got one last question. Do you have a Facebook page or website that people can check out?
Yes, we do.
All right. What is it?
Just Dave's Hair of the Dog.
Okay.
On Facebook and what is it? .com? our web address.
Okay.
No, just Facebook.
All right. Thanks, David. I'll share the link later on our page.
Thank you, David. Right. We appreciate the sample and wish you much luck and success.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And who is that mysterious guy again?
David Neville.
David Neville.
These wonderful dreams. Some kind of sensuous treat. Not zucchini fettuccine.
The line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Mike's are hot.
You know. Oh, I love hearing that.
By the way, I have never had a Bloody Mary with a piece of raw okra in it. What's that all about?
It's pickled okra. It's pickled okra.
Oh, pickled okra. All right. Yeah. So then it's all right to eat it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Go right. Go right here. Excuse me.
And my other olive sunk to the bottom, and I hate when that happens.
Well, you know.
But it's going to be good when you get to the bottom.
I know.
Stu, let's go back to the Taste Awards.
Okay.
I'm so giddy. It's just when you sent me an email and I finally opened it and I looked at it, and I just was about to bust with excitement, just burst with excitement.
Well, they released some initial voting in November, and we weren't on the list. And I was like, nah, okay, because I had told you, you know, we were submitted, we were up for it, but, you know, looks like not enough people listened to it. And then I got the email of the official announcement, and apparently most of the judges came in December instead of November.
Ah.
And, you know, and they fly in from all over the world. I was not able to attend this year, or I would have, and I would have had to recuse myself, of course, from that category. But, and they spend a day or two going through all the stuff they're judging, and they present it up for them so that they listen to it and evaluate it. And they like us, Michael. They really like us.
They really, really like us.
Yeah, and
they could be listening on our website right now.
They could
on
be.
The internet.
Hey, Taste Awards. Woo.
They could.
I will host this year if you want.
FMTalk1065.com.
The trip when I went out there before, Michael, my good friend Susan Irby, we've had her on the show.
Right.
The Bikini Chef was her show out in L.A. She and I were going to go to Spago, Wolfgang Puck's famous bistro in Beverly Hills, the day after so that she can introduce me to Wolfgang Puck. And I get a text from her 11 o'clock at night. The Bellagio in Las Vegas wants me to come over and cover this grand opening of the new cocktail bar. But Wolfgang will be at Spago tomorrow around 2 o'clock. Just go there and tell him you're waiting to speak with Wolfgang and you're a friend of mine.
Okay.
So, you know, so I go, okay, we'll see if this works out. At least I get to go to Beverly Hills, right? I take a cab to Beverly Hills. First thing is I am floored by how nice everyone is in Beverly Hills. My cab pulls up, and this dude in a suit reaches over and opens the door for me. And I'm like, okay, thank you. I figured it was the doorman at Spago. It's just some lawyer just walking down the street. He didn't want the cab. He just saw me. The timing was right, so he opened the door for me.
Wow.
And everyone in Beverly Hills was shockingly nice, not pretentious at all. It was devastatingly eye-opening.
Right.
How nice everyone was. I go into the restaurant. I go up to the bar. I order a Belgian beer. I forget which one now. It was very good. And I tweet, you know, what better way to celebrate Auburn's national championship and Cam Newton's Heisman than having a beer at Spago? So I'm sitting there tweeting and drinking my beer, and I'm just like, I cannot believe I'm in Beverly Hills right now. I cannot believe this is one of Puck's restaurants, his flagship restaurant in L.A. And then a few minutes later, this little Austrian guy comes up to me, and his Chef White. He goes, "Are you Chef Stewart?" Yeah. "Hi, I'm Chef Wolfgang Puck." Like, I don't know who Wolfgang Puck is. and we just talked, and he said, "Susan said you were coming by, and I just wanted to say thank you and all of this. Why are you in town?" I said, "I'm here for the award show." "Oh, my gosh, the award show. Fantastic. Love the award show." So he was very familiar with the Taste Awards. I get home from this trip Monday morning, and there's a tweet. Wolfgang Puck has tweeted you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's this?
How often does that happen?
Right. So I'm like, this is cool. I go on there, and it's Wolfgang on a YouTube video in Spago going, "Hi, Stuart Donald. Want to thank you for celebrating Auburn's national championship. Hey, I just hired Cam Newton as a new sous chef in the restaurant. See you later." He sent me a video thanking me for coming in.
Wow.
That's the kind of connections and doors that these awards open.
Yeah.
You know, I was a judge for the Taste Awards. He sent me a video, tweeted it to me, to the public. This, of all the videos that I've got like 75 videos on YouTube. This one is probably my favorite because it's Wolfgang Puck saying hello to me. So it is just one of the most phenomenal experiences. There was a performing arts guy hired.
Mm-hmm.
A new club was opening up in Hollywood. They knew there was a bunch of movers and shakers here. They hired this guy to crash the after party, to invite everyone to an after party at this new club in Hollywood.
Wow.
And the actor that they hired shows up. He's about 6 foot six, 6'7", in a neon blue bodysuit and matching blue rabbit ears.
Wow.
And that's it.
What a concept.
And he is Scotty, the big blue bunny. And it was just an experience. People crash these parties and it's accepted. This couple walked up and they're just like, "Oh yeah, just, you know, about once a month we go down to Hollywood, see what big stars, a movie or whatever, is having an after party, and we just crash it. Well, come on in, let's have some fun." And it was such a great experience. And I got to meet Brian Boitano, the Olympic gold medalist in figure skating from the 80s Olympics, who had a show for a while on Food Network and was the subject of a South Park song, "What Would Brian Boitano Do?" One of the great songs from the finest musical of the 90s, South Park the Movie. And, by the way, that comes from Steven Sondheim. He said it was the finest musical of the 90s. It was just an amazing event. Had some Asian food from a restaurant called Starry Kitchen. That was one of those pop-up restaurants, illegal restaurants. "We're going to be at this person's apartment next week. Spread the word." next week we're going to be at this house in,
Van Nuys.
I've seen that before. And they were got so big that they opened a brick and mortar, and it was phenomenal Asian food. It was fusions of different types of Asian food that I have never had fused together, and it was just mind-blowing. And the chocolate bars that I was telling you about, Michael, had chocolate nibs in them, all through them. Like people would put rice, puff rice in a Nestle Crunch bar. This was chocolate nibs crunching through it.
Wow.
And it was just incredible. And I came home with bags of this stuff. And the people that I met a lady who had judged the Jack Daniels for like 40 years. She had been going to Lynchburg, Tennessee every year to judge the Jack Daniels, which is – the Jack is, along with Memphis's May, those are the two largest barbecue cook-offs in the world.
Wow.
And the Jack Daniels Invitational, which is, I believe, is a KCBS event. And then the Memphis in May is a Memphis barbecue event. Those are two of the largest in the world, and she has been judging it for years and encouraged me, well, you're a judge. You should go judge that. So one of these days, man, we're going to go up to Lynchburg, judge the Jack. But I'm just beside myself with this, but we cannot stray away from our mission, Michael.
Absolutely.
And that's why I got to ask you, where'd you eat? Really? I'll start my list.
You start your list.
Had lunch yesterday at Seven Spice.
Oh, okay.
The grocery store right over here, Charlie, in case you didn't know, the little Mediterranean grocery store on the airport. One of the best restaurants in America is in the back of this restaurant, or the back of this grocery store. You have to walk through the grocery store.
Yeah.
And then, boom, in the back, there's this beautiful Mediterranean restaurant with the best lamb in Mobile. It is just phenomenal, and we brought plenty home. But I had catfish twice this week, Mike.
Twice in one
okay.
week?
Okay, dig this. Went to Brick Pit. I got fried catfish.
Not the Brick Pit.
Hickory Pit, sing it. Went to Hickory Pit here in Sims. Thank you. I got fried catfish, and Heather got barbecue. Then we go to Catfish Junction, and I get catfish, and Heather gets barbecue. So we tried what both of them are famous for, and then the other thing they do really well, because Catfish Junction has added barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Hickory Pit, known for their barbecue, added catfish. So I'm about catfished out this week, because that comes on the heels of me making lemon pepper catfish last week and frying up catfish myself for some buddies who came over to do some work at my house. So I'm about catfished out for the week.
Bad.
But that's all three of my places. You still trying to figure out where you ate this week, aren't you?
Well, no. You know, when I left here last week, I went to Bob's and had breakfast.
You know, that's a fine breakfast.
Do my corned beef hash.
Oh.
Love my corned beef hash there.
Did you get
made,
an egg?
Made
by
from,
the way, Bob,
from scratch.
Those who don't know, Bob is our sponsor of our show. We appreciate you, Tony, and the gang.
Yeah.
Love you. Mean it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great especially, little place to hang out
whoever
at.
Whoever makes the burgers. That's my favorite person.
Yeah. And also, one other person we've had on the show before, the whacked out wiener. I ate there the other day. I ate there Friday in Gulf Shores.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, I just love hot dogs. I don't know what it is. I just love hot dogs.
They're made of all the best stuff. You know, there was all that campaign for you got to quit eating hot dogs. Do you know what goes in it? I know exactly what goes in it. The very best parts of an animal. Folks, the muscle, which is what we generally eat of animals, is not the best part. The internal organs, I know you may think it sounds gross, but if a predator kills another animal, he doesn't eat the muscle. He goes straight for the liver, the heart, the lungs. That's where the nutrition is. That is the healthiest part. Whether you think it's gross or not, you know, you're eating a butt cheek, but you're okay with that. But a pancreas, you're going to turn your nose up at.
Right.
I'm telling you, try some fried pancreas.
Can I share a quickie?
How's about some lingua?
Sure.
Until I was about 12, I used to love Vienna sausage until I read the label.
Oh, well, see, that's a different thing there.
I know, but you
separated
made me think
chicken
of
is not the same thing as shortbread. Yeah, then, you know what? I still like Vienna sausages.
Oh, I do too,
but I don't
but
like
for a while
meat
I quit
at
eating
all. Now, I cannot stand.
And I loved
meat.
It when I was a kid. I really enjoyed it when I was a kid.
I've never learned to like potted meat, but I love Vienna sausages.
I like potted meat sandwich.
I'm glad you got your wiener whacked at the Whacked Out Wiener, which is their
slogan.
That's their slogan, folks. I'm not being dirty.
No. As a matter of fact, they really do a great job. Their marketing, their T-shirt sales. I love their T-shirt, their logo.
But the most important thing is the quality.
Oh, absolutely, the quality.
And that's what makes the other stuff possible.
And he's always trying to invent something new, which is what you have to do.
Yeah.
Y'all have another guest coming up, don't you?
Yeah we do.
When we come back from this break, we'll be talking with David Calametti. Everybody knows him. WFC Team Alabama. So we're talking Taste Awards. We're talking World Food Championships. We're all over the map.
He wants to talk about a Heisman Trophy winner.
Isn't he in the publishing business?
They went to that Cal College. And,
Mississippi State?
No.
Which actually is a Cal College. Their stadium was literally built in a pasture. And
the cowbells.
Right.
There you go.
But, so when we come back, David Calametti from WFC Team Alabama.
And I'm going to go over who we're competing against.
Yes, please do. That ought to burn up some time.
Here's some music.
A bottle of whites, a bottle of red, perhaps a bottle of rosé instead. Get a table near the street in our old familiar place, you and I face to face. A bottle of red, a bottle of whites, it all depends upon your appetite. I'll meet you anytime you want in our Italian restaurant.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Y'all are back.
We're back. You are now listening to the Taste Award nominated Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5. And we're going to talk with David Calametti.
That should be front page news if we had a front page.
Good morning, David. What you got on your chest this morning that you need to bear to the world?
If you knew somebody who printed a magazine, you probably could get a little credit that way, too.
Hey, can you come off of your speakerphone because you got an echo?
Echo.
Yeah, hold on.
Okay. Echo. It's an easy thing to remember.
Pitch hitting for Manny Moza.
Try it now, David.
Yeah.
Hey, that sounds good. Much.
Now, I was in a hallway. I'm at the container yard working, so...
Well, we figured hallway or bathroom.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, guys.
Well, thank you, sir.
That is really exciting.
We're excited.
hard work pays off.
Well, we just try to do what's right for the market and the area, and by sticking to our plan, support local, be local, buy local. And
I tell you what, before I get into what I called about. Danny and I, my brother and I, did a tour yesterday in kind of working on the next issue of our Discover Coastal Alabama. We did a fried crab claw tour.
Oh, wow.
We started at Bailey's. We did Bailey's Lighthouse and Catalina and really just talked with the owners and had just a fantastic conference. Of course, all the crab claws were fantastic. But it was just an opportunity to talk to the mom and pops that run these businesses, and it was just really cool. So that'll be a story coming out in our next magazine.
I have a feeling that your communications director is going to be upset that she wasn't asked to go along on the crab claw crawl.
The crab claw crawl.
Yeah.
We were crawling when we were done, that's for sure.
What else you got for us, David?
Well, so you guys have mentioned our friend Bo, who did a radio interview with you guys before. As you know, we're a partner of his for his Bo's Burger program, his food division. And he is going to be down here. We're hosting him at the Senior Bowl. He will be at the Piggly Wiggly tailgate party, just chatting, and we're going to be grilling some burgers with some of our high school students, culinary students. And he's going to be there from 10:30 to 1:00. During the entire tailgate. No autographs, but he'll be there to take pictures, and we'll have a photographer there. and he'll be able to talk burgers and whatever you want to talk about. And if the tailgate party is free with a ticket to the Senior Bowl. So you go buy a ticket either at Piggly Wiggly or at the Senior Bowl office or online, and if you buy a ticket online, you just go to either of those places and pick up a pass to the tailgate party. Mm. And, of course, that's going to be food all over the place. Our good friend Deborah Hodges from Hall of Sausage will be sampling, as well as, you know, dozens of other folks. And we'll be sampling Bo's Burgers as well.
Ah, it sounds like a great time. And, you know, those tailgate parties at the Senior Bowl, that's where all the fun is.
That's where the fun is.
Yeah. I mean, the game is great, too. Yeah. Yeah, the game is great, too. But I remember when my sister worked for KSJ years ago, back when Wayne was still at KSJ. That's how long it was.
Wow.
We got to go to the KSJ tent, and it was all you could eat, red beans and rice and biscuits from Popeyes.
Yeah.
And that's really all I need. And it was a blustery day like today, and red beans and rice is one of the best cold weather meals I can think of.
Yeah,
so I was a happy lad.
Sunny and in the 50s, so it should be a great day for tailgating next Saturday.
When is the Senior Bowl, real quick?
It's this coming Saturday, the 26th.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
I've been a little out of pocket lately.
You can also go to the Senior Bowl website for more details. They've got a lot of, you know, Jim Nagy is the new director of the Senior Bowl. He's doing some really new things to connect the Senior Bowl more to the community and more throughout the year, throughout the week and the year. There's a leadership conference on Friday morning, half a day Friday, that's bringing in team building experts from all over the country. It's a $99 ticket or $100 ticket, something like that. But these guys, you know, you paid $1,000 to go see these people in other places.
Exactly.
And then, of course, and then the Friday night is the Hall of Fame banquet and announcement. And there's a, I don't remember the names, but there's a local guy who I think is an Auburn grad that is a Hall of Famer, and then somebody from Alabama, and then the third person I can't remember. It's, and of course, the whole week of practices will be at Ladd Stadium. Both teams will be at Ladd Stadium this year, so that's cool. And then the Piggly Wiggly thing, which that's going to be fun tailgating.
I wish that we knew somebody over there.
Yeah, that'd be nice. If only we had friends in high places. But
well, you know, I had to put a jacket and tie on when I heard about your award-winning thing before I even called in today.
Yeah, Mike wore pants. Instead of coming up in here in boxers in his slippers.
It's cold.
Yep. Yep. Well, look, guys, I appreciate you giving me a chance to let you guys know about Bo being in town. We're excited about that. That's a fun – we got some really fun things.
Been a while since he's been back to Senior Bowl, hasn't he?
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, we've got the World Food Championships schedule kicking off within the next couple of weeks. We'll have some announcements about that as well for 2019.
Cool. And, hey, isn't there a cook-off Saturday that got rescheduled?
There is one. There's also, if you're not into football and you're into chili and wings, the Little Red Schoolhouse chili wings and wild card cook-off was set for yesterday, but because of the bad weather forecast, they've moved it to next Saturday. It's at Pirates Bar and Grill, Dolphin Island. I think it's a $10 ticket. Proceeds benefit the elementary school there. And they had, I know, Gene told me they had a dozen cooks.
So, oh, wow. That's good.
That's that'll a good work. Day. A good alternative to the Senior Bowl.
All right,
or go there before you go to the Senior Bowl.
All righty, man.
Thanks a lot, David.
Thank you so much, man.
Hi,
have
man.
A good
Thanks,
day.
Guys. Congratulations again.
Thank you so much. Okay, I see here the finalists, the Taste Awards, 10th annual. Mm-hmm. Okay, this category here, Best Food and Drink Radio Broadcast. This
food and drink.
Food
drink
and drink.
Food.
Right, yeah.
Food and drink.
I need to write them and tell them it needs to be drinking food. But anyway, this is who we're up against, Stu. Mm-hmm. Playing with Food, Part of Issues and Ideas on KCBX.
Mm-hmm. That's out in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
area.
Okay. Christopher Kimball's Milk Street Radio. That's big. That
Christopher
is big
Kimball, Cooking Illustrated. Mm-hmm. He invented the magazine, invented the TV show, invented all of it.
Yeah.
He is huge.
Food and Wine with Chef Jamie Gwynn.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Suicide and Rebirth. I don't know what that's about. At Taste of the Cocktail. Taste of the Cocktail. Hmm. And Wine Road Podcast. Now, Wine Road Podcast. I wonder why that's not in the podcast category. But anyway.
Well, maybe they do it on the radio and this, like we do. But we got
to And then, of course,
we got about 5 seconds.
Okay.
I just wanted to say real quickly, those of you who are going to go out on the Martin Luther King Day of Giving and help clean up some creeks and ditches this morning, that event, because of the weather, has been postponed until February the 2nd.
Okay.
That's from the Alabama Coastal Foundation.
All right, Charlie. Thank you for that.
We got to wrap it up, brother.
Hey, man, get out of it. Who dat? Go out there and support them Saints today.
Who dat?
Who dat?
Woo!
Provolone. All right,
guys.
Provolone. Provolone.
We don't have enough time.